Chapter 8. Jenny.
Do you live in Emily Thompson's old house?
Jenny asked Margaret.
Yes, I do,
Margaret answered.
Did you know Emily?
I didn't know her very well. Emily was 3 years older than me, so we didn't talk much. But I remember her. She often played tennis in the garden until she became ill. Then she didn't play anymore.
Jenny started to talk in a quiet voice.
Can you keep a secret?
She asked.
Of course,
Margaret answered.
What's the secret?
Sometimes I see Emily in your house. She walks around the house at night.
Margaret was very surprised.
You see Emily? What do you mean?
Once I went to the kitchen to get a drink,
Jenny said.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I looked out of the kitchen window and I saw a light in your house. Then I saw Emily through the hall window. She was on the stairs. She walked to the foot of the stairs. Then she disappeared. After that, I started to get up in the middle of the night to watch your house. Every night, Emily walks down the stairs at 3 o'clock, and then she disappears at the foot of the stairs.
So you know about the ghost?
Margaret said, excited. She started to tell Jenny everything. Margaret told Jenny about the soap, the garland of flowers, and the sad face in the mirror.
My neighbour, Mrs. Davis, told me about Emily. Jasmine was Emily's favourite flower. We found a garland of flowers and some soap in the house. They were Emily's.
Margaret and Jenny talked for a long time about Emily. Then they talked about basketball and about school.
Maybe we'll be in the same class. I've got an idea. I'm going to play basketball tomorrow. Come with me and I'll introduce you to my friends.
Thank you. I'll come. That will be nice. See you tomorrow.
The girls said goodbye and Margaret walked back to the house.